Assalamu alaikum. This is Tamara Gray for the Joy Jots Exercises for a Happy Heart podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salatu salam ala khatul anbiya Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ashab al-Jama'in. We are in March 2020. We're also heading toward the end of Rajab. And we are in a time when lots of people are feeling feelings of anxiety and concern around the coronavirus. So I'm sure that we'll talk about that a little bit in our book club this week. But for now, the essay this week is about Isra and Ma'raj. So let's look at the essay and think about that. And let's think then about how we can apply that to our lives today with the particular stresses in our lives today. Bismillah, week 29, Isra and Ma'raj. The term Al-Isra refers to the night journey that Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed upon His Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the sacred masjid in Mecca to the Aqsa masjid in Jerusalem. And the term Mi'raj refers to the journey immediately following that, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended to the highest heaven, until he reached the level where all creatures' knowledge ends, and the returning after that to the sacred masjid in Mecca, all of which took place in a single night, and as a physical reality, not just a vision or dream. But how? This was the question that was viciously thrown around Mecca, was secretly whispered in the chests of some believers, and has been used to mock Muslims during the modern age. This trip was an unbelievable feat. In one night, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became a prophet not only of what he had been given of revelation, but also of what he had actually seen and experienced. He traveled over miles never before imagined to be possible. He lived the reality of the unseen world in ways never dreamed to be possible before death. And he returned to his people, not able to enjoy the excitement and glory of this incredible experience, because everyone hesitated. The believers wondered, and the disbelievers mocked. Man who was a true friend, a true companion on the path, only one man who believed in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam fully and without reservation or hesitation. People of Mecca went to Abu Bakr and said to him, "Has it reached you, O Abu Bakr, about your companion? He claims that he journeyed last night to Bayt al-Maqdis and prayed there, then returned to Mecca." He responded, "You lie about him." They said, "No, indeed. There he is at the masjid, speaking to people of it." So Abu Bakr said, "By God, if he has said it, he tells the truth." The beginning of their conversation is significant because it highlights the seemingly preposterousness of the idea. Nowadays, if I told you I went to Iceland yesterday and came back today, you might find me foolish, but not consider me to be lying. The possibility exists in your consciousness and life experience. But if I were to say I traveled to Mars, you would back away slowly and perhaps call my husband for an intervention. Or you would imagine that I meant I had seen Mars in a dream or in a movie, but misspoke. No one would believe, nor should they, that I had actually visited Mars last night. But here was an event just as unbelievable to the people of Arabia that had happened to an incredible, unusual, and very special man. And there was one man who unhesitatingly believed him. If he says it, it is true. There are two pieces to this response. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu doesn't necessarily believe the news bearers, but he definitely and without a doubt believes Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he earns his honorific as-siddiq because of it. Belief in spiritual experiences and the unseen world goes in and out of fashion. During the 20th century, science ruled and spiritual experiences were considered, at best, twinges of the brain. Around the turn of the century, angels came back in style, and Hollywood began to make movies with angels in the outfield and angels who fell in love with humans. New Age religion that emphasized spirituality returned to the forefront as the human need for a spiritual life demanded attention. Muslims were not immune from this disdain toward the unseen, and we tended to eschew spirituality during the 20th century. But we seem to have now come full circle and begun to seek what our religion offers in the fulfillment of the spirit. But have we become a Siddiq? The Prophet's experience during Isra and Mi'raj is still available to us to read and believe. We can be of those who respond unhesitatingly to this event. We can be of those whose belief in the truth of his words is manifested in our day-to-day lives. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tells us of an incredible experience wherein it was decreed upon us to pray 50 prayers a day, but this was reduced to 5 by the intercession of Prophet Moses. Do we say in our lives and deeds, this is the truth, and therefore I will pray every prayer every day without fail? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, while I was walking in heaven, I came upon a river. Its banks were of gold, and its bed was of large pearls and rubies. Its soil was more pleasant than musk, and its water was sweeter than honey and whiter than snow. This was Al-Kawthar. Are we Abu Bakr? Do we see this river in our mind's eye and live a life such that we will meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam there at the end of time? The Prophet saw the reality of hellfire during this trip. He said, and lo, within it was the wrath of God, his retribution and his vengeance. If stones and iron were to be thrown in it, they would be devoured. It was then closed off from me. Do we believe in the truth of these words and live our lives as though the next life awaits us just over the next hill? Or do we doubt and wonder and live our lives in denial, pretending that punishment is not a possibility? The Isra and the Mi'raj are a lesson in belief and a lesson in the reality of the spiritual world. We are called upon to look to Abu Bakr and, in imitation of him, fully believe the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he said it, then it is true. These incredible events also call us to look into our own hearts and begin to believe our own spiritual experiences. They are our own miniature Isra, and they are important in our own spiritual growth. I have known people to deny their own experiences. Be an Abu Bakr to yourself. If you have a deep and lovely experience, believe it. Believe it and walk unhesitatingly to your Lord in goodness, belief, and in the sunnah of our beloved Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Reflections. Think about Abu Bakr. He was older than Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yet he was able to humble himself and not only learn from him, but devote himself to the religion he brought and trust him absolutely and fully. What would it mean to be an Abu Bakr to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam today? Project. Start a dream and spirituality journal. Record any dreams that feel significant and write your prayer experiences, dhikr feelings, and dua moments. In writing them down, you may find it easier to believe your spiritual moments during more difficult times. Such an important time to talk about the afterlife, talk about Jannah and Jahannam, talk about really understanding the temporary nature of this life and the permanent nature of the next life. And so let's talk about that on Sunday morning. Let's really think about how real is Jannah for us? How real is Jahannam for us? And let's think about ways that we can make it even more real to us. And then let's also think about, are we Abu Bakr? How much do we say, if he said it, it is true about the words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And if we say that, how much do we really believe it? And how much do we interact with that and enact it in our lives? I think we need to be studying hadith. We need to be not only reveling in their beauty, but we need to be applying them to our lives as Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did. And finally, we do need to be thinking about our own spiritual experiences and not ignoring them, because these are gifts from Allah, not in arrogance. Like, we don't look at these things in arrogance. We don't say, oh, mashallah, I'm seeing, dreams, therefore, you know, the keys of heaven are going to be handed to me any minute. No, certainly not. Fir'aun, who was of the worst of people, had a true dream. It's not a measure of who we are. It is rather a measure of the reality and truth of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. And so in that, we should take from our true dreams, we should take from our spiritual experiences as gifts to us to make us stand on our two feet, obey and hold ourselves to account for practicing and living and loving this religion, practicing and living and loving our experiences with one another. Practicing and living and loving each other so that we can indeed uplift and support each other. Alhamdulillah. I look forward to our discussion on Sunday morning at 6:30 on Telegram. If you're not already joining us, please feel free to hop on to Telegram, search Joy Jot's book discussion or book group or something like that, and you'll find us. Once you're added in, you do need to go down to the bottom and click discuss in order to access the whole discussion format and forum. All right. Well, thank you very much. I hope that you're all carefully socially isolating yourselves as much as you can. Remember to wash your hands. Remember to try to stay 6 feet away from people. If you are gathering together for any need or for any purpose, don't kiss, don't hug, don't shake hands. Just say hello, put your hand on your heart, nod, smile, be kind. Be kind and help us to protect our most vulnerable in our populations by not being people who are spreading this disease around. You can watch the recording of our workshop about coronavirus on our YouTube channel. And you can also join us tomorrow for our investment, or today it will be on Sunday morning, and today for our investment workshop where we learn how to manage our money, especially as we're perhaps thinking and concerned about the markets right now. All right, have a wonderful day, and we'll see you Sunday morning virtually. Assalamu alaikum.